This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Opposition groups in Kyrgyzstan have settled on a replacement for the president they removed last week. An interim leader has been named. A new government is consolidating authority. And all this came after several days of political uncertainty. Kyrgyzstan's revolution came in a region that is not notable for its democratic reforms. And in a moment, we will look at some of the other former Soviet republics in Central Asia. They're home to enormous resources and a number of dictators. First, we'll go to NPR's Ivan Watson. He's in Kyrgyzstan's capital, Bishkek. And Ivan, how did opposition groups find their way out of this crisis in the last few days?
Well, they have taken some steps recently that may have resolved some of this crisis. The problem was is that when President Askar Akayev fled the country on Thursday, he left no legitimate government behind, and he left two dueling parliaments, one that had just been elected in flawed elections and the previous one. Well, finally, after a bit of a struggle, the old parliament has agreed to hand over its seats to this new parliament. So that's resolved that problem for the short term. The next question is the legitimacy of a president. From his hiding place in Russia, Askar Akayev, the toppled president, has been sending emailed statements condemning this uprising, calling it a coup, and has so far refused to officially hand over power or resign. But this new parliament yesterday, it voted to approve an opposition leader, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, as acting president and prime minister, effectively replacing the toppled president. Today, acting President Bakiyev, he addressed the staff of the government headquarters. He said that he would not stand for the same corruption that the former regime was accused of. The next major challenge he will face will be trying to reassert the central government's control over the provinces, some of which have been in open revolt against the former regime for weeks now.
Is it fair to call this a compromise revolution, in a sense? They get a new president, but it sounds like the flawed elections that led to the revolution get to stand.
Steve, you're right. This has been one of the criticisms from some people who are not happy with this arrangement. They're saying that people who were elected in unfair elections are now going to sit in parliament. There does seem to be a mechanism for conducting the voting again in some of the constituencies where there have been complaints, and that this may be a way out of this.
Ivan, this revolution in Kyrgyzstan came after revolutions in Ukraine and Georgia, other former Soviet republics. How do those revolutions compare?
Well, this was much different. It happened very quickly. There was just in one day here in Bishkek. It was violent. There was the sacking of buildings in the south of the country, and then it touched off several nights of looting here in the capital city. And as local television reported last night, this was not a rose revolution like in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. This was an Asian riot.
And are people where you are, Ivan, in Kyrgyzstan, looking out across Central Asia and raising the possibility of more revolutions in other Central Asian countries?
Now, I think right now the people of Kyrgyzstan are very concerned about their own future. There's a lot of fear that a civil war could break out in the ongoing power struggle here, and they really just want to get back stability and get this very poor country, its economy, back on track. However, neighboring governments, I'm sure, are quite concerned about this. In the aftermath of the Ukrainian and the Georgian revolutions, there has been a crackdown in Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and in Tajikistan to some degree on some of the American pro-democracy organizations that have helped promote free speech and free media and pro-democracy groups. And people I've spoken with who work within these organizations, they expect a further crackdown on their operations in neighboring countries.
NPR's Ivan Watson is reporting from Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.